What's up, sunshine? Rise up. Happy Friday. Friday. We made it to the end of the week. I'm Coy Wire. This is CNN 10. We have a lot to get to, not a lot of time to do it, so let's get to it. We begin with an update on Tropical Storm Melissa, the latest named storm of this year's Atlantic hurricane season. As of this taping, the storm is about 240 miles southeast of Jamaica and is expected to strengthen into at least a Category 3 hurricane in the coming days. The storm is already drenching parts of the Caribbean as it slowly makes its way west at about 3 miles per hour. Now, that's slower than your average afternoon stroll, right? Well, it has meteorologists concerned. The storm is stalled over a record hot stretch of ocean, perfect fuel to help it possibly explode in strength. And while hurricanes are powerful storms, they usually rely on other weather systems like the jet stream to dictate their path. When those conditions are weak or absent, you get slower moving storms, which bring record amounts of rainfall and potentially more storm surge. That was the case in 2017, when Hurricane Harvey dumped more than 60 inches of rain in southeastern Texas, the highest rainfall total from a hurricane in U.S. history. Turning now to an update on Russia's war in Ukraine. The Trump administration has imposed new sanctions or economic penalties on Russia's two largest oil companies as the U.S. called for Russia to reach an immediate ceasefire deal. The sanctions come just one day after President Donald Trump canceled a planned face-to-face meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. The latest sign Trump may be losing patience with his Russian counterpart to end his war in Ukraine.
I just felt it was time. These are tremendous sanctions. These are very big. Those are against their two big oil companies. And we hope that they won't be on for long. We hope that the war will be settled.
The United Kingdom targeted the same two oil companies with sanctions last week. And EU leaders just voted to apply another round of secondary sanctions on Russia.
I think that, of course, it's more tough sanctions on Russia. 19th package is very important, and of European leaders of EU, but American sanctions are also very important. This is a good signal to other countries in the world to join the sanctions.
And it appears they may already be having an effect. India, one of Russia's largest energy importers, has announced they plan to cut back on imports of Russian oil. But so far, the moves do not appear to have fazed President Putin. A Russian strike hit the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv this week, and Putin oversaw also what he said were planned nuclear missile drills. Pop quiz hot shot. Where did ballet originate? France, Italy, Austria, or Germany? If you said Italy, you are so on point. While ballet has a long history in France, it actually originated in Italy during the Renaissance. Talk about setting the bar. One of ballet's biggest trailblazers, Misty Copeland, has taken her final bow. Copeland officially retired from the American Ballet Theater this week, following an historic career that redefined ballet. She performed one final routine at a star-studded send-off, receiving a massive ovation from friends, family, and colleagues. But the barrier-breaking ballerina says she's far from finished. Copeland, who's known just as much for her advocacy off the stage as she is for her grace on it, says she's going to be ensuring that ballet remains a place where everyone belongs. Our Anderson Cooper caught up with her to see how she's opening doors for the next generation of ballerinas.
With ballet, the reason I got into it was because of the joy that it brought me, this beautiful escape.
Ballet star Misty Copeland broke barriers as the first black female principal dancer with American Ballet Theatre. Now she's working to make the art form more accessible for the next generation.
I started the Misty Copeland Foundation in 2021, really with the idea of bringing dance to under-resourced, underserved communities. I wouldn't be who I am if I hadn't been introduced to this incredible art form. At a Boys and Girls Club, I just felt like we have to keep this going and give other children the same opportunity.
Be Bold is a free after-school ballet program offered at community centers in the Bronx and Harlem, serving more than 500 children of color ages 5 to 12.
It's really with the idea of introducing them to moving their bodies, the vocabulary of basic ballet technique, and live music. eventually I want to have this program in community sites all over the United States and maybe beyond. You know, we say we want to take over the world one PA at a time.
Now to Asia, where a rapidly growing demand for energy in the world's most populated region is driving some serious innovation, sometimes in the most unlikely places. That includes floating solar farms, which are being paired with hydropower to help supply energy to tens of thousands of homes. Talk about bright idea. Our Christy Lou Stout got the chance to visit one of these floating farms to see how they're helping reshape the future of clean energy.
We're here to visit a solar panel farm, but not just anyone. This one floats.
This is the Batang Ai Floating Solar Farm, Malaysia's largest of its kind. The 50-megawatt facility spans over 190 hectares on the Batang Ai Hydropower Dam.
Solar and hydro is a very good combination. So when the sun is shining, we can keep the water behind the dam and dispatch power from the solar farm. When the sun sets, then we can use the water from the reservoir to generate power.
There are 100,000 solar panels here, and Sarawak Energy says that's enough to power 20,000 households. But why go floating with solar technology?
One of the benefits is that it doesn't compete with land uses on the ground, so you basically just utilize the surface area of the existing reservoir.
Analysts say it's an innovative and cost-effective solution for densely populated regions such as Southeast Asia. Large-scale projects like this must also weigh their social and environmental impacts.
Whether it's on a lake or land, if it is on the lake, we got to look at the aquatic life and then a livelihood of the people in the community nearby. So we have to make a good assessment of that. If there's an impact, we got to offset this biodiversity impact.
According to a report by Precedence Research, the Asia-Pacific region leads the global floating solar industry with a 49% market share in 2024. Floating solar farms are being installed worldwide in Germany, Thailand, and the largest one in China. By combining solar and hydro, floating panels could be the future of clean energy in Asia, providing a reliable power source for the region, rain or shine.
Today's story getting a 10 out of 10, a photo competition supporting animal conservation, providing some much needed laughs along the way. The Nikon Comedy Wildlife Awards just announced their 2025 finalists for this year's funniest photograph, and you have to see them to believe them. We've got an elephant playing peekaboo. Definitely see you, bro. Here is a shot of an airborne squirrel coming in hot. This is CNN 10. There's a lemur. Apparently had something that was finger-licking good. And some of these titles the photographers chose, well, they say it all. Like this one titled, Now, Which Direction Was My Nest? This one is called Bad Hair Day. Yes, very fitting. And you know I personally love this one. It's called Great Hair Day. And if you've heard of Kung Fu Panda, maybe you could call this one Taekwondo. Rilla. Hiya! Oh my goodness, there were nearly 9,000 entries from 98 countries. There's also a People's Choice Award, so if you'd like to play along, you can go to comedywildlifephoto.com. Alright, it is Friday shout-out time now. Our first shout-out goes to the Lead Center in Hopewell, Virginia. Thank you for watching us on YouTube, and go Lions! And this shout-out goes to Mrs. Roos at Summit Academy, Akron Middle School in Akron, Ohio. They sent us this mascot, and they also sent a birth certificate. Apparently this is Dr. Pickles, born on September 17th. Welcome to the CNN 10 family. Make like Misty Copeland and plie that Friday music, Nadir. Hope you have an awesome day, and promise me something. Go out, make someone smile this weekend. You never know when or how, but you just may be the spark of joy that someone needs. You're more powerful than you know. I'm Coy Wire. This is CNN 10. It's been a blessing to spend this week with you.